Well, hello, and welcome to Celestial Suites. This is going to be an episode where I share with you and enter a process with you that brings you into the worlds that I'm exploring and wanting to share with you. And it's kind of scary, so it makes sense that I would do an episode all about being scared, because what I'm trying to create and what I feel ready to create is something that challenges a lot of me and what I'm willing to share and things I was taught that just don't make sense with who I am anymore. And that's so scary, to be in a space where, because of my commitment to my art, I am forced to be vulnerable in real time, or I just won't create anything. If I'm scared of being vulnerable, I won't create. And that realization, on a spiritual, political, emotional, bodily, all of the alls, metaphysical level, is excruciatingly painful and exquisite all at the same time. And that desire to reveal myself, expose myself, is exactly why I'm called Audio Slut. So welcome to this week's episode of Celestial Suites, which is a process of madness and a foyer of a new journey we could go on with each other. I wish I was easy to understand. I wish I was understandable, explainable, and definable in clear and comprehensive terms. And I wish I could put it down on a piece of paper and make you understand. I am so afraid all of the time of so many things. I am afraid I am not good enough. I am afraid that my mistakes and shortcomings mean I'm not going to be worthy of love or achieve my dreams. I am afraid that the world as we know it will fall to ash and love will only be a whisper at the end. I'm afraid of so many things, every single day. Sometimes I'm afraid of putting my feet on the ground when I leave my bed. But I do it anyway. I go forth because I can't let my fear be bigger than me. I go forth because my love needs to be my guiding force in this world. If love is not guiding me in a burning world, then I wonder what is. I cannot let my fear win. And what does it mean to let my fear win? It means not saying yes. It means being afraid to say no. It means letting go of the past. It means being brilliantly me and you. And then that becomes the question of what is you? Yearning on universes is how I like to understand the possibility of what it means to interact with different humans and species and entities and unseen existences. And learning to love what can't be seen and learning to breathe with the changing space of beauty is how I live with being afraid and how I do it anyway. And do it is just getting out of bed in the morning and saying, I'm gonna be cute and I'm gonna say, I love you to the trees, to the clouds, to the flowers, to my feet, to my hands, to my loved ones, and even to those who try to kill me. I love you and I'm afraid. But I think that's just one doorway, one pathway into the endless worlds that we need to be going into in order to survive, in order to thrive, in order to become. Beyond definition, even for myself, and that makes me feel magical as hell. That makes me feel as if I have secrets to tell. I figured out what I was not meant to know. I figured out what I was not meant to know. I was not meant to know that surrender would be the easiest choice. I was not meant to know this. I had been taught my whole life that I had to fight for everything I wanted. But I wanted to love everything I was. And I didn't know the contradiction would take over every cell of my body. I was taught to fight. I wanted to love. And I had to surrender. I had to surrender to everything and everyone. Except this was not true. I had to surrender to myself. I had to surrender to the idea that I did not know who or what I was. I had to surrender to the fact that there are many parts of me unknown to the world. I'm a poet. And if there is one thing I know about me, it is that I am monstrous in my ability to love. I am monstrous in my ability to comprehend what I cannot describe. I am beautiful in ways I do not understand, but I feel. My heart is longing for you, but I choose me, we, us. I choose love. I didn't know how hard that would be, to let go of the fear and trust me, not to fight, to even surrender to the fear, and let the air catch me and learn to fly. I wanted to fly in love, rise in love. Morrison, you taught me so well. You taught me that I needed to give it all up in order to become what I knew I was. And once I did, I could make this episode for you. No, I'm still in the process, but I thought I wanted to let you know. I think being in the process is why we came back. Because some things you only learn by going through. Some things you only learn by going through. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Celestial Sweets. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And we will have some sensual episodes for you. So stay tuned. And also, please remember that you can join us on Patreon for access to exclusive materials and support an independent artist just trying to survive in this burning world.
We hope to see you there, but if not, we hope to see you in 2 weeks. With care, with love, what do you think?